rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. On the chorus. Oh, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret, that the Comforter abides in me. Is he in you? He abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides in me. He abides. Amen. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And he is with me everywhere. He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides in me. He abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And he is with me everywhere. He knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Amen. He abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Let's just clap to him, amen. Is he abiding in you? With you every day? Amen. Let's sing it to him then. Oh, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow road, for the Comforter abides in me. Amen. He's with me everywhere. He knows my every care. He's in me. He's with me. Is that the way it is with you? Amen. And he is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. He satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides in me. He abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides. One more time on the chorus, amen. He abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, the Comforter abides in me. Amen. Is he in you? With you everywhere? Amen. He abides right here in me. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's just sing it with everything we've got one more time and let him know that we love him. Amen. He abides. He abides. Hallelujah. Seated. It's such an honor to be here with you this morning to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I know you're as surprised as I am, but we're certainly missing Brother Joseph this morning. And so we just, from all of our hearts to his heart today, wherever he's at, he's listening in. Brother Joseph, we love you. We appreciate you, and we're behind you 100%. Amen. Just so blessed my heart to read that letter online that the message is all we need. Amen. Just bless my heart so much. Just to be with you, it's such an honor. And how many visitors do we have this morning among us? Do we have any visitors? Well, if we do, okay. God bless you, brother. Well, God bless you and all those that are online listening in. God bless and be with you. You are a part of that bride. We've gathered here today to hear, thus saith the Lord. Amen. That's why we've gathered here today, is to hear that word that was delivered to God's servant and prophet messenger, Brother William Marion Branham. Amen. It's so awesome is that, I was reading a scripture, excuse me. I'm going to be all right. But in 2 Peter 3:1 and 2, I've been thinking about this scripture, and it's so awesome. It reads like this. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets. Amen. 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 God bless you. There's only one way to be reminded, to make sure that we're being reminded by the Word of God, and that's to hear God's prophets as they speak to us. And that's what we're going to be done today, is we're going to be reminded by His prophet. On the message... On the message here on the Feast of the Trumpets, this blessed my heart so much this weekend that I want to share it with you. And this is who you are. He's speaking directly to you. He says, quote, there may be some out across the nations, around the world, that even this tape would meet in their homes or their churches. We would pray, Lord, that while the service is going on at or the tape is being played or whatever position we might be in or condition, may the great God of heaven honor this sincerity of our hearts this morning and heal the needy and give to them what they have need of, end quote. Amen. That's us. Amen. So no matter what condition you're in, no matter where you are, in your home, in your car, in your church, wherever you are, whatever it is, God will meet that need that you have upon your heart this morning. I believe that with everything in my being. What day are we living in? I'd like to share it with you. God's doing something very special in this end time.
He really is. Amen. Not because I said so, but because he said so. But aren't you so happy to be a part of it?
Amen.
Amen. We're in the time of the end time when there's to be a resurrection and a rapture, a catching away of his bride. We're there. We're at that time. Before that, you know how when Brother Branham said that as Jesus ascends, he says as he's descending, he descends with a shout, a voice, and a trumpet.
Amen?
Amen? He says, what is the shout? It's the message going forth. First, the living bread of life bringing forth the bride, end quote.
Amen.
Amen. What is the shout? He says, it's a message to get the people together. Oh, my. Isn't that beautiful? A message comes forth first. Now, lamp trimming time. Amen. What is the shout? He says, it's a messenger getting the people ready.
Amen.
Amen. We're at that time. Now, I'd like to share with you this little quote. So beautiful. Brother Branham says this. He says, in 1956, he says, we are at the end time. And that's where we are standing today, a universal revival.
Amen.
It's the sign of the coming of the Lord Jesus. He will come, and he cannot come until the gospel's been preached into every nation.
Amen.
And they have at least not every nation received it, but every nation has heard it. When this gospel has been preached to every kindred, tongue, and nation, then the end shall be. Praise the name of the Lord. End quote. That's where we are. I believe it. To this message this morning, you're identified in this message. Brother Branham is going to call you out. He's going to tell you exactly who you are. And this is what he's going to tell you. He's going to tell you that you are tape people.
Amen.
That's me. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That's me. I'm a tape person. Amen. God bless you. Praise the name of the Lord. There's another quote on that. It's in this message, Souls That Are in Prison Now. And Brother Branham said, it's tape people are the ones that are listening to this tape. So this morning, we're tape people. We're listening to this message today. On this message, the paradox, excuse me. Brother Branham says this remark. He says, the promise was given before the law without any conditions to it. I have given you this land. Go over into it. But before they got to that promise, they decided there was something they must do themselves. And that, we still find that among human beings. There is something we've got to do. We feel that we've got to have something into it also. You do have something into it. That's your surrender of your own will, your own ideas to the will and idea of Almighty God, and it's finished. End quote. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Branham says in the same message, he says this, and you notice, just before they entered the promised land, all the differences that they had rose up among them. One of the great things was Korah. He didn't want this one-man leadership. Dathan and how they come up before Moses and try to tell him the message had to mean this and put a different interpretation to it. Their own ideas of what it was. And they, everyone perished, everyone, end quote. We just want to surrender everything to him. Everything. I don't care what I think about it. I don't care what I think it should be. It doesn't make any difference. God's vindicated prophet, God's vindicated voice, that's it. It's been spoken, that's the way it is, and that settles it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We believe it's a one-man message. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. If you just give me a few minutes, just like to, there's a paradox that just happened. I would just like to share it with you. If you'd give me a minute, and then we're going to go to prayer here in just a minute. But the other day, it's been a few weeks ago. You remember Robin this summer? She had that palsy and everything. The Lord completely healed her.
Hallelujah.
It didn't happen overnight, but it happened. And we knew it happened. 3 weeks ago, however many weeks ago it was, it didn't matter. But we found something that it's scary. And we came to church and we listened to the message, spiritual food in due season. And on that tape, he called her out and told her exactly her condition or whatever it was, but he called it out. I came home. She says, "What about it?" I says, "Brother Branham called you out on that tape." She says, "He did?" I says, "Yes." I says, "Go to the prayer line. On that line, he called out this woman, had something on her chest or something that was there." I says, "He called you out." And I says, "So I'm believing it." We went on for about a week or so, and I asked her permission this morning because she probably wouldn't want me to tell this unless I got her permission. I was praying about it, and I wanted to share it. The more I prayed, the more I wanted to share this with you. But I wanted her permission, and she said, "Tell it, if you would." So this is all to the glory and honor and the praise of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we went about a week or so, and I says, "Honey," I says, "I think you need to go to the doctor." She says, "But I'm already healed." I says, "Amen, I believe that, absolutely." I said, "But we just need to go and just have it checked out, see what to do." Went to the, got it scheduled. Last Sunday, we heard that message. And on that tape, Brother Branham said, "It's finished."
Amen.
And just a couple of days ago, there's a brother sitting here today. He was sharing with me, and we got to talking about that, and he says, "Just remember, Samuel, Brother Branham said it's finished." And it just so encouraged my heart. I says, "We've got to go to the doctor tomorrow." But I remembered what he said, "It's finished." We got there, she went in, they wouldn't let me go, and so anyhow, they says, "You might not have to have any more exams." And they says, "We'll have the results for you today." Now, that was kind of shocking to me. But anyhow, they took her and they says, "We need to have another exam." They took me in there. And I was just with her. And it was just us in the room. And I was just standing there. And you husbands, you know, our wives are very important to us. They mean a lot to us. It's not just about washing the clothes and preparing the meals. They mean so much to us. They provide and they take care of our children. They take care of us. They're little preachers, like Brother Branham said, constantly pointing the children back to the Word and back to the tapes. Proverbs 31, I believe it is, talks about how important that a wife is. And we're so proud of you, sisters. God bless you this morning. But anyhow, I was sitting there, standing there, and she was laying there. And I just took her by the hand and I started praying. And I said, Lord, I don't care what those doctors say. I don't care what the results are. It doesn't mean anything to me. I believe your prophet. And the angel came to him and told him, if you'd get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer, not even cancer. And Lord, I believe that prophet. And I believe this message with all of my heart. And you said in your word, you told me to say what you said. You said, by your stripes, I am healed. So she's healed. Your prophet said it was finished on Sunday. So it's finished. And I believe that with all of my heart. Doctors, nurse come in. They've got these things you can look on a big screen. They can see everything. He looked, couldn't find nothing. I was looking at it too. He looked again, there's nothing there. It's gone, it ain't there. Amen. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just remain standing, please. It's for the glory of the Lord Jesus. One more quote, and then I'm going to leave. But he says this, but that we might see you again and let you know that this word that you spoke that's still traveling around and around the world, just like a record, let us move into that record today, Lord. Let us move in and not hear it just like it was coming secondly from a man's mouth, but let that mouth and person and people all sitting here become your word. We are ready to die, Lord, of our own ideas just to see you keep your promise, end quote. Aren't you so happy you're a part of that bride? Amen. Amen. Become a part of that word, Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And he is here to give that. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, what an honor it is, Father, that we can bow our heads, Lord, and speak to you, and Father, to be on speaking terms with you, Lord, when this world has fallen apart, Lord, with sickness and disease and families breaking up and fighting, Lord, and Father, we know that we can come to you, Lord Jesus, just like our brother Samuel said, it's finished, and Lord, by your stripes, we're healed, Lord. Father, we thank you for this, and Lord, these prayer requests that are set here before us and those out in the airwaves, Lord, in the churches around the world and in their homes, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would be with them, touch them, Lord, and help them. Lord, whatever the situation is, Father, I pray that you'd be with them. And Lord, we know that It's just as easy for you to pick us up over the trial as it is to drag us through it, Father. So we just ask, Lord, that you would give us the grace to make it through, Father. Help us, Lord, to hold your name up in all things and let you get glory and praise from it, Father. We want to ask, Lord, that you be with our brother Joseph.
Yeah.
Lord, we all feel it in our heart, a burden for him, Father. And we just ask that you would lift him up. And Lord, as it's a hard time for him, we just pray that you keep your hand over him. Help him. Give him that portion, Lord. Let him know that we love him and, Lord, that you love him. Thank you now, and we thank you for answering each one of these requests, Father. And we ask it in your precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
We is here.
Happy to be in the house of the Lord this afternoon. Amen. It's just on my heart. How many appreciate our brother Samuel and his stand for this word? Amen. He's living by faith today. Amen. Trusting, confiding in his great love. Let's just sing that chorus, living by faith. Well, I care not today what the morrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain.
Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to call in your name today, Lord. Lord, that you loved us and you saved us and you healed us, Father. We just thank you so much. We thank you for these tithes and these offerings, Lord. And Lord, we look at this sermon, Lord, today, Lord. We failed you so many, many times, Lord. And still, Lord, you love us, Lord. What a paradox. Thank you, Father. Plus these tithes, plus these offerings. Lord, reveal your word to us, Lord, as you'd have it to be today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Look- Though tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies. The Master looks on at the strife. Oh,
wonderful, oh wonderful, wonderful, Jesus.
Jesus is to me. He's a counselor, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God is He, and He's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. And Jesus hold my hand, and oh yes, I need Thee every hour. Oh, and through this pilgrim land, and protect me by Thy power. Oh, hear my feeble plea.
Jesus, oh.
hold my hand, I need thee every hour. Oh, and through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. And hear my feeble plea, oh Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I know I'll meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I'm so glad he's got my hand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. I'm just so thankful to be a part of each of you, the bride of Jesus Christ. So thankful for his mercy, for his grace. No matter how hard I fall, he's always right there to pick me up. It's truly his mercy has rewrote my life. Amen. I believe that's all of our testimonies. Amen. Oh, his mercy rewrote my life. Oh, mercy rewrote my life. Oh, sanctuary, pure and
hearts to hear the voice of God speak to us now. Let's sing it to him now. Only be. Standing. Now we turn the service to God's servant and prophet messenger for this day, Brother William Marion Branham. God bless you.